The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome in to Empathy Ever After. I'm David Sears with my lovely and talented wife, Lila Sears.
Hi, everybody.
We are on episode number 3. We're still learning this process out. We appreciate every one of you who've tuned in to this. We ask that you like, share, and subscribe. We're available on all major platforms for podcasting, so you can find us. Just search for Empathy Ever After under the Tony Curry Radio banner. This week's going to be a little different in that I am not the expert. Lila is the expert in this one because she's the social media queen. She's got the TikTok, the Instagram, the Tumblr, the Facebook,
I don't have
the Threads, the Rumble for all her Trump friends.
Ooh. How dare you, sir?
But no, this week, seriously, it's about social media and relationships. There are a lot of people on social media now. It's being used for good, connecting with old friends. However, sometimes you connect with old flames when you're married, and that leads to some issues. Also have people that obviously have fake accounts so they can do something on the side so they can present the family person image, whether that's husband or wife, because guess what? Both husbands and wives do it, unfortunately. But that is this week's topic, social media and relationships.
Yeah. So social media, of course, we're talking about things like Facebook, Twitter/X, you know, all the major social media platforms. I think mostly, though, we're talking about Facebook, though.
And Instagram, because I know a lot of
Instagram,
people
are sure.
Instagram, Facebook. I don't really know too many joint Twitter accounts.
No. I know. The first thing we were thinking about doing was just talk when we were brainstorming topics. We were talking about doing, joint accounts of stuff. And the only joint accounts I think I've ever seen have been on Facebook. And
I've seen a few on Instagram.
Oh, I haven't
Where they share. So they can post pictures of their family because someone's at one event with one child while the other one's at another event with another child.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
So I've seen that because they've posted they post pictures. I think one, unfortunately, son had a baseball game today. The daughter had a recital. So dad went with son to the baseball game. Mom went with the recital and they were posting pictures at the same time. Geotagged. So you're like, all right, he's at Liberty Park and she's at downtown Birmingham at the Alabama Theater. All right. Having fun.
Well, right. And I think for Instagram, maybe that's fine. That maybe makes sense. We started our relationship with social media already being in existence.
We did. Facebook started would have been your senior year of college. No, you would have graduated.
Yeah, I had graduated. I was already in my master's program.
It was fall
when MySpace became a thing. So I had MySpace before we met.
Yeah, MySpace with Tom, who was always your top 8 friend, was the first foray into social media. A lot of people use that our age.
Yeah.
And then that, I want to say, launched 2001, 2002.
Yeah. And MySpace taught a lot of people our age how to code a little bit. I didn't know how to code anything at all. And then kind of learned a little bit of coding maybe. And I think it's just because I think everybody who wanted to use MySpace had to learn some rudimentary coding, or at least
you wanted your page to reflect your personality.
You did. It was extremely customizable, unlike how Facebook or, you know, any of the other current social media platforms are. We instantly saw how with MySpace and sort of those early proto, like Friendster proto social media platforms, saw internet relationships and catfishing and meeting people from afar. Of course, that happened in chat rooms. That happened that happened on message boards. That happened as soon as internet communication started.
But you know who was the biggest victim of all of that?
Who's that?
Football and basketball players.
Oh, really?
Yes. Multiple times via Facebook, football players would give out their cell phone number to they thought was a hot girl who ended up being from a rival school. Asked Tim Tebow about his cell phone being blown up in their trip to Baton Rouge in 07. John Parker Wilson had his cell phone blow up in 2007 as well. So LSU fans were able to get a hold of it, and then other schools started doing that as well. So athletics teams, especially the big two, men's basketball, football, had to coach their kids, don't give your cell phone to a complete stranger, no matter how hot she seems.
Yeah, because if it's on the internet, you don't know if that photo is actually of the person you're talking to.
Exactly.
Even if it is verifiably of that person, you don't know that person's intentions. That could be the daughter of a booster of the other team or something.
Exactly.
Or the cheerleader of another team or whatever. So
generally, the cheerleaders would put their information that they were cheerleaders right on there, though. So
just saying.
I mean, this is you would get their email address or their AIM address. And that's how you did, because remember, Facebook didn't get Messenger, I want to say, till 09, and then it had to be a separate window outside of Facebook,
right? Because then before that, you could just poke somebody and throw a sheep at them.
Yes, they brought back the poke.
Yeah, but you still can't throw a sheep at somebody. Nope. And that's very disappointing, that because very I disappointing. Loved to throw sheep at you.
You did. Mm-hmm. You did. But that was kind of the proto era of Facebook. Then it started going public and making it accessible to our parents and to your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in the early days, you had to have a .edu email address in order to be on Facebook. And then it opened up to everyone publicly. And so that's when it became the free-for-all that we know and love today.
Well, you remember the original purpose of Facebook was for Mark Zuckerberg to meet hot chicks.
Yeah. So it was all within, was it Harvard? Yeah. So it was the Facebook, and that, cause they had a printed school directory that was called the Facebook or whatever that, you know, they was basically literally a school directory, like a yearbook kind of thing. But it had your contact info in it, I guess. And that's sort of how you knew who these people were. And he just sort of made, or maybe the Winklevoss twins, I guess, made an online version of this. And then it spread to other schools. And so you could meet other hot singles in your area. then it spread to the rest of the world. And then opened up to the public. So now we have the social media landscape that we know and grapple with on a daily basis. That's where we, you know, most people get at least some percentage of their news. It's where people get information about family goings on. It's where people get information about, you know, sick family members. It's where they get neighborhood updates. It's where they get information about, you know, goings on in their towns.
Schools have really embraced that with athletic pages for not only colleges, but for high schools as well. Game day information.
Or just school information. Yeah.
You know what they get to do now?
What's that?
They get to cancel school on Facebook. So your parents just go to the Facebook page. Hey, you don't have school tomorrow.
Yep.
You don't have to stay up and watch the ticker or get up early and watch the ticker.
But that was really fun in college because UNA never, so I went to UNA, and UNA, when I was in college I started in 99 and went through the very early 2000s, and they didn't cancel for weather until the very last moment possible. And it was always really fun staying up super late with your friends to wait and see if they were going to cancel school. Because when they finally did, you could all just do a collective yes and then pass out.
See, I always went to sleep and would get up early because I didn't want to stay up late, because I didn't want to run the risk of, hey, it's 4 a.m. they haven't canceled school yet. I've got class in 4 hours. I never skipped. I did not skip. I was not a guy that liked to skip class.
I didn't like to skip either, but
you did though.
Well, sure. But
I skipped one class my entire time in college.
Also my president's list, but
yeah. Okay. Nerd.
But, I did too. Yeah. Yeah. So, back to social media though. We do use it for lots of things. But lots of people also use it for dating. Lots of people use it for meeting people, hitting up people, sliding into the DMs, as the youth say. I don't guess they say that anymore.
I don't know. I'm a youth.
I don't know. We don't know what young people say.
The youngest person I work with just turned 29. Okay. We got a bunch of high school kids.
Well, the youngest person I work with is 26. So I win that one. But
yeah, but I mean, is he really a youth though?
No, he has two children.
He looks like a banker.
Hi, Keegan. He's going to laugh at that. But
he showed up to work on the first day in suit and tie, you know?
Well, not a suit, but yes, a tie. We're not a tie kind of workplace. We're not a tie place. No, but it's okay. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, he's either in tie or in flip flops and a t-shirt. There's no in between. Well,
yes, there is now. Okay, let's stay on. Let's stay on track.
Keegan.
No, let's stay on track. So the use of social media for dating, for meeting people, I have come to understand that this is this can be very problematic. Not only with dating apps, but also with social media, because there gets to be a lot of stalking behaviors. Mm-hmm. If you post lots of personal information to Facebook and you have a lot of your information publicly available, you don't have a lot of your privacy filters engaged, that can become problematic. If you are single, or if somebody just takes a liking to you, whether you're single or not.
Yep.
We'll nicely call it a liking. If someone takes an interest in you and they decide they want to learn all they possibly can about you through their Facebook page, through your Facebook page. It can also become a problem when, I've blocked this profile of theirs. Well, they should go make another one with a new email address. Okay, well, then they just make another one with a new email address when you block that one, and so on and so forth ad infinitum.
And I've seen, is it infinitum or infinitum?
I don't know.
Anyway, I've seen friends who are trolls, and they love to be edgelords, posting memes, looking at you, Liz. And they somehow get shadow banned from Facebook, or they get Facebook jail. So they create another profile with another email, and they can sometimes mess with people from both accounts when they're not blocked on one. So I understand that. And again, guys are creeps. Let's face it. Most of the time, it's a guy stalking a girl doing this. Well, there are some women that do this. There was a Facebook movie about that, or a Netflix movie about that recently, about a woman that stalked a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called? Do you know?
Bunny.
Oh,
it's let me pull it up. But it was really popular, and the woman actually sued the guy because he based it on his life and her stalking him.
Oh, it was supposed to be based on a real. Was it a comedian?
Yeah.
The guy's a comedian. Yeah. And she was like, this isn't what happened at all.
And then they started doing the discovery, and it really was what happened.
Oh yeah, she said, oh, this wasn't what happened, and he says, well, yeah, it was. And then Netflix was like, this is, well, we took creative license. And then I didn't get into that
baby film. baby reindeer,
not bunny, but was a mammal. Was an animal. So yeah,
there was a bee in there.
Yeah,
but yeah. And it's really, she ended up really, she was stalking him. She would send him like 5,000 text messages a day.
Oh, that's excessive.
She was just blowing up his phone and Instagram and all that. So yes, there are some women. We're not saying not all men, not all women. There are just some people, but generally it's a dude doing it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, tends to be more dangerous when it is a man doing it, because, you know, let's face it, the most dangerous predator that a for a woman is a man. So,
and the most dangerous game of all is human.
Yes. Movie reference again. Well, when David and I first started dating, his sister told me we don't have conversations in our family. We just quote movies at each other. So you'll come to understand that. And it's true.
Well, I mean, honestly, if we look at our relationship, I stalked you.
Well, you didn't stalk me, but you did find out some information on Facebook.
Your AIM address. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah. And you did a terrible imitation of accidentally finding me on.
It was an accident. Never intentional.
Not remotely.
I didn't want to see the cute blonde girl after I'd finished that class.
Right. But that's OK. I mean, if you do something like that,
if you would have shot me down, I would have stopped.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you have to take no for an answer. If somebody tells you on social media, on whatever platform it is, take no for an answer, because no is a complete sentence. And you do have to take no for an answer. When somebody gives you that, then that's their response. You don't try harder. You don't attempt to go from a different angle. No, they've given you their answer, and their answer is no.
If they change their mind later, they're free to do that. But if they tell you no, respect the no.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't dated, you know, in 17 years. So
18.
Well, yes, we haven't been in the dating pool. We dated each other. Yeah. We haven't been single in the dating pool in 18 years. our single days are now long dead. But we understand that dating is a awful looking landscape these days.
From my friend Dr. Claypo. Follow him on all the social medias, Joshua C. Claypo. He's got some insight. He's got two college kids. Mm-hmm. One his son is gay. His daughter is straight. So he gets it from both. And he went to a club recently. His daughter graduated college. And he went to a club with the daughter the night before just to see her out in her social environment. And the son went with him, and he watched a guy try to pick up his daughter, who wouldn't really take no for an answer. And then the son kind of acted as a shield the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see that. That's the only experience I have with dating. Cause, everyone at work is in a relationship, and
yeah. And all the social media platforms, like TikTok, for example, is full of videos of young women who are giving their horror stories of dating and of like, okay, this is what turns me into a hermit. I'm going into the woods now because.
And I think part of that, though, is men are so uncomfortable taking risks. They don't want to be shot down, told no. And they see people like Jonah Hill get hot chicks like Emma Stone. Like, I deserve that. The kind of the incel culture. I think we're getting more.
No,
of that.
I think the incel culture is a big problem. Because
I think they're just so focused on I deserve this. And they want a one-sided relationship that's subservient woman to them. You know?
Well, and they don't want to. They don't, you know. They don't want to make any effort, though. Mm-hmm. They don't want to make any. They don't want to put anything into it. They just want to, you know, get something out of it.
Yeah.
Which is not the way relationships work.
And I think that's highly problematic. Part of that, I think, is because, and we'll talk about this a little more, especially with husbands who aren't getting their needs met, turn to OnlyFans, where they can pay a woman to be naked for them and do what they want. Boys, young boys, turn to OnlyFans, see the models. They can pay them to be naked and get their sexual gratification from that way and their parasocial relationship from that, and not really have to put in much of an effort other than pay. So they think all they have to do for a woman is pay for that right. woman.
Well, that's the reason it's a parasocial relationship and not a social relationship.
Which I'm just saying. I think that's become highly problematic.
Yeah.
Especially with the ease of that right now.
Yeah. social media for dating obviously has its advantages and disadvantages. It allows us to meet people, allows us to have conversations, but also obviously can present its problems. But what about for established relationships? I know that you and I do use Messenger, for example, a whole lot to communicate with each other throughout the day. So yeah, we use Facebook Messenger lots and lots and lots throughout the day rather than texting each other. We use that because I prefer silent. I don't like to get constantly dings or vibrate, you know.
Well, I think it helps a lot. A lot of times when I'm leaving work or you're leaving work, I'm like, hey, I need to swing by the grocery store. Do you need anything? Checking in with you, because sometimes we have idiot clients that we just need to vent about and it can't wait till we get home that night. And or you want to say, you will not believe what I've been putting up with today. I'm just giving you a little taste and I can't wait to tell you the rest
tonight. You will not believe how much our power bill was this month yes, where I work. Or you will not believe how much our plumbing bill was where I work. I think that every morning when the first one of us has an opportunity to say something to another one, you know, the other one, it's oh hi, which we get from the terrible, terrible movie The Room.
I first saw oh hi with the cute little kitten.
Yeah,
that was the first time I ever saw oh hi, and then it kind of became The Room,
right?
Oh hi, Mom.
Oh, right, but oh hi is what we say to each other every morning first on Messenger, and it's just sort of an hour thing that we do. And so then after that, we tend to say, I love you or I lava you, like from.
Oh, we have so much fun, you know, with the
sending memes back and forth.
You can do the phone triggers. So you have certain mm-hmm. phrases trigger emojis. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun with that.
We send stuff back and forth, you know, throughout the day that's happy and uplifting and just kind of random. Just or in love my case, messages.
Some really
just,
dark memes.
Right. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever we're thinking.
Or my favorite dad jokes.
Yeah. David's favorite dad jokes. Randomly throughout the day. Or if I see something that makes me think of him, I'll send it to him. I think that stuff like that is, you know, that can be really healthy, because if something makes you think of your partner and you can instantly communicate it to them, then that lets your partner know, oh, they think of me at random times throughout the day. That's really nice. Yeah. I think of them as well.
I think that is helpful, because it's a way to stay in contact. Now, there are some times when I get really busy at work and she gets really busy at work, and the message will be left on sent for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then when we get back to where we're able to do it, we're sorry, I've been busy. We got slammed.
It'll be 4 and 5 hours at a time. It'll just be sitting there. But I mean, that's a work day.
It is. You actually have to work at your job, surprisingly.
You do. I had Twitter for like 10 years. I would be pretty active on there back in the glory days of hashtag games, would play a lot of those and get really, really tickled at them. I remember one in particular that we played on a St. Patrick's Day, Bad Yeats, where we butchered the poetry of William Butler Yeats. it was wonderful. And some of the Mystery Science Theater 3000 people were playing it, and it was absolutely fantastic. And some of that made me think of you, and I had screenshots of all that, and I would send it to you, and you were like, I don't understand what you're doing.
I didn't. I was like, who is this person?
Irish poetry. It was great.
What? Who's a poet? What is poetry?
Yeah, you are smarter than that.
I mean, it's fun, and right now she probably has 30 messages from me on Instagram, because I love the dad jokes on Instagram, or just the Florida man, like the Kissimmee couple that got engaged in a Publix the other day.
And I'm terrible to not check my Instagram direct messages.
And I just like, that's three of our things we love: Publix, Florida, and my hometown, Kissimmee. Mm-hmm. And it's all a Kissimmee couple getting engaged in Publix.
I mean, that, I don't
in
know
the meat section.
How much more Florida you could get? Well, they should have gotten engaged in the bakery
or the pub sub area.
Well, that's kind of that's almost right, the bakery. Side note,
you know how I follow sports?
No.
So Orlando City, when they have subs, it's the pub sub for the Orlando City when they put
They put in a substitute, for the Orlando City it's the football club
substitution, but everyone calls it the pub.
The pub sub. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that makes me happy.
That's all right. Sorry for the side note.
No, anyways. That's okay. That made me happy. That made me smile.
But yeah, they're just ways of sharing the way you love or things, you know, your partner will find interesting. I mean, Lila is one of the biggest Universal horror monster fans, the originals, 1930s. And when they released all the stuff for the Dark Kingdom,
Epic Universe,
the Dark Universe. I sent her the walkthrough and it was a beautiful video and she is excited because it's Dracula's castle.
I watched it about four times and then watched it and would stop at intervals to see what I could read. And
so, I mean, I like to make her day and I know what she likes. She knows what I likes. And, it's I am's what I am's and it's all that I am's. So it just helps us feel connected throughout the day. We still talk at night. We still, have conversations in the evening, but I'm kind of addicted to my wife. I don't think I could quit her cold turkey. So, I like being in contact with her and it makes me just feel happy to know that I can make her day with a little bit of information or something fun like that.
Now, what about, what about with social media when we maybe see other people on social media talking about their relationships? Maybe, do you think that it's, ever a problem to post about your relationship on social media, like publicly? I know we've been talking more about private communication than public, but what about getting into more public communication?
It's a fine line. If all you post is rainbows and sunshine, you're like, what's going on with this person? Like, there's no way their relationship's that good. But you also have the people that like my stupid bitch of a wife. Ooh. And you're like, what? Why would you say that publicly? And you're like, dude.
Well, and then you have people who just vague book.
Yes. Those are the worst. And I think you should keep your relationship private unless it's a big announcement. Like, I'm engaged. We're separated. We're divorced. You know, just
we're having a baby.
We're having a baby.
We're getting married.
Yeah. If it's one of those big, it's one of those big things, share it. But if you're just like, my husband left the toilet seat up again for the 13th time and I fell in the toilet this morning at 2 a.m. No one needs to know that.
Yeah. Or, you know, I think some people have a propensity to make things as perfect as they can possibly look. And I think women are really have been really prone to do that. I don't know if we're
mainly dudes. It's like, check out my 8-pack. You know,
yeah, I don't know, but
check out my fat burning routine.
I think that more women are prone to be like, look at my perfect, wonderful, angelic, nothing is wrong with us white bread family.
Look how beautiful my house is. I make lunch for my children. Here, let me show you what I do to make lunch for my husband and children every day. You know, it's just I think that women try to not only keep up with the Joneses, but like establish the line that the Joneses need to keep up with them with.
Yeah, they are the Joneses, establishing oneself as the Joneses to whom the others are keeping up. Couldn't be me.
No, I'll post pictures of our cats all the time. And
well, that's because our cats are awesome.
They are Tubhausen. But I generally don't just post stuff around the house because we live in a messy house. I'd say 94% of it is my fault.
Maybe, I'll go
that
with that.
That may be a little low.
I'll go 94.
Okay. But I mean, I try not to post stuff because I know Lila is very sensitive about the way our house looks and she doesn't want people to see the messes. So I'm not going to do that. To me, It's no big deal. It's like everybody has a messy house. We have five cats who bring us presents daily.
I mean, the presents do get taken out as soon as we see them. However, our cats do like to bring us prey that
and
they've
sometimes
captured.
You have to clean up blood splatter and stuff.
Yeah, that's gross. People don't want to know that.
It's a cat. Cats are hunters.
Cats are. Yeah, they are. Cats are predators.
They don't roll around in stinky stuff like dogs.
No, generally, no.
So,
but
what I'm saying is, I think it's okay if you show a little bit of the mess. Mm-hmm. It's keeping it real. Not everyone's life is 100% perfect. Not every relationship is 100% perfect. Everybody's got difficult times. And I think part of that perfect appeal definitely goes towards the joint accounts.
Mm.
I think the joint accounts are like, everything's awesome. We're not having any issues. There's no reason why we share an account. You know, yeah. I totally think, and this is my opinion, don't know if it's statistically accurate, but I'm going to say 60% of joint accounts, somebody's cheated or started to cheat.
The common refrain that I've always heard, unless you are 65 or older and you have a joint account on Facebook, is like, oh, somebody cheated.
Yeah.
Now, I do know some couples who are like, older, you know, older boomers and stuff who have joint accounts. And I think that's, you know, whatever, you
Aunt
know.
Aunt Connie, Uncle Butch, shout out. Uncle Butch is the one that has the account, but Aunt Connie's the one that mainly uses it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand some boomers do that. And yeah, there are some couples that they really do just don't believe. I have some uber Christian friends who are just like, we don't want to risk any temptation whatsoever. So we want to be able to keep it open for the both of us. So I understand that if that's where you're coming from spiritually. Yeah.
We had separate Facebook accounts when we got together. Mm-hmm. We would never combine, like we would never combine that account.
It's not like a checking account.
Right. Like we didn't have enough money to have separate checking accounts. It's going to have a dollar in each.
There you go.
But there was no reason for us to like have a combined Facebook account. And we don't always want to look at or post the same thing. We might want to be on there at the same time. Like
also
we have friends who
interests.
Yeah. And we have friends who are different people. Like we don't know all the same people. We didn't grow up together.
We did not.
So we know we have different people in, you know, who aren't in common. So I don't always want to talk to your friends. I mean, I'm fine with talking to your friends, but I don't, they're not always looking to talk to me. My friends are not looking to talk to you.
What are you talking about? They love me.
My friends do love you.
I'm amazing.
You are.
Look, I talk to your friends occasionally on Facebook, just checking in. But for the most part,
it's like, hi.
Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
That's mainly, it's like, hey, Julie, can you get this refill for me?
Julie's our pharmacist and she is one of my very best friends.
We like to call her our drug dealer.
Yes.
But it's just generally that's the only time I approach your friends, or if I'm trying to do a surprise party or trying to figure out what night would be good for y'all to get together so I can be away and let y'all have a girls' night, because I know y'all need that. A surprise girls' night for Lila or something like that. But for the most part, I speak with my own friends. I'm okay if Lila speaks with a dude. She's okay if I speak with a girl.
Sure.
I mean, I only have like, it's funny because like Phil, my friend Phil, we mainly talk on Instagram, and then Gabe is either Instagram or text. Paul's mm-hmm. pretty much Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. And then I have three other girlfriends that I mainly speak to on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know all who you speak to on Threads and Instagram and all that.
I mean, I don't.
I trust you, though. And I think that's a big part of it is you trust me and I trust you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really talk to that many. I mean, I talk to my like core little group of girlfriends. And that's
You have a running chat.
That's basically it. I have a running chat that's been going since we were 4 years old, basically. But it's just girls. But, you know, if I'm going to talk to some of my guy friends, though, and it's on Messenger, like, it's not a thing like I'm not going to hide it, but it's also not a big deal.
It's not. And I think some couples, it depends on the couples.
It depends on your history. Number one.
Well, there's also that. And there's also your previous relationships, because I know some women who were cheated on once and always have difficulty trusting their partner because they've been cheated on. So they're like, what are you looking at? Why'd you put your phone away?
Yeah.
And they have to get over that hang up, which they need therapy for.
Yeah. It's not fair to your current partner, because you can't hold your current partner to account for what a previous partner did. It's not fair to them because they didn't do it.
Exactly. And now if you're in a relationship and you've cheated or had emotional affairs?
An emotional affair.
Yeah, I totally get the other one wanting to see what you're doing and having the joint account for that. But I just, that there's that issue of trust that they have to rebuild after that. And if part of that rebuilding the trust is having a joint Facebook account, that's cool. But you still know they're an adult. They could probably have their own Facebook account under a pseudonym or.
Right.
Because you don't have to put your face for your Facebook picture.
Well, and if you're so convinced that like having a joint Facebook account is going to stop your significant other from being on a social media platform, and you're going to know what they're doing at all times on social media. Oh, honey, do I have news for you?
And that relationship's doomed unless you seriously get some therapy, couples counseling, because you have to be able to trust your partner to be away. You cannot be worrying, will my partner be cheating anytime they're away from you? He's working late. Is he really working late? Or is he at the bar trying to pick up chicks? She's working late, or is she having an affair with her boss? You know, it's just stuff that people have to have the trust. And once that trust is violated, I understand.
And
the difficulty of
that level of jealousy also is part of abuse as well. Jealousy really leads to jealousy and possessiveness is a real red flag when it comes to abusive relationships. It can be a bad sign for a relationship that is headed toward violence. When you're getting into jealousy and possessiveness territory.
And as someone who deals with that a lot, sees that a lot with your career field, they generally don't just start getting jealous in this relationship.
Right.
It's something they've had before.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a pattern.
Lila is not saying that if you become jealous, you're going to become an abuser.
No, I'm saying that somebody is generally disposed to being jealous and possessive. Somebody who is generally disposed to wanting control and power. That is the source of the jealousy. That is the source of the possessiveness, is somebody who wants to have power and control. And it's not necessarily just about, suspicious minds. It's more about power and control. It does come off a lot of times as being suspicious, but you, particularly as a woman, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, well, and two, as a woman in a same-sex relationship, you've really got to watch out for those jealousy red flags, because that is one of the early markers that you can identify and put that in the back of your mind and hang on to and say, if anything else pops off and say, yeah, this is this is probably heading down a road that I don't need to personally go down. Mm. All right. So we've talked about some of the other disadvantages of having joint accounts and everything. What are some of the other disadvantages of social media? One partner might use it more than another. Say, mm-hmm. like if you are in those earlier stages of dating, maybe, and let's say one partner uses it more than another. You use Facebook and Twitter, you know, X, whatever, a lot more than I do. For example, you use Instagram a lot more than I do. You post out, you're the meme king, use a lot more than I do. And I don't like and comment and that kind of stuff nearly as much. It
makes me so mad.
Well, some people can be kind of offended when their new partner, for example, isn't interacting with their posts a lot.
And I get that. But again, you have to remember, you are more of a Threads and TikTok person.
Yeah.
And you're adapting to the newer social media. I'm still kind of the dinosaur social media of Facebook and Twitter /X. But it just, you have to find the love language of that partner. And some people, they want you to feel what they feel when they post something, like, this is the funniest joke ever. Mm-hmm. You know, they want you to ha ha it.
Mm-hmm.
Hover over it, select the laughing face or mm-hmm. heart it. Or I just think that it helps a partner mm-hmm. feel more connected somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to remember too that sometimes the algorithm, like the feed, is so randomized at this point, seemingly, that I don't know when one of your posts is going to show up and when it's not. I don't know. I might see it 6 days later and I might not see it at all.
And then sometimes you show me posts, you're like, this is so hilarious. It's like, I posted that.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think it just depends. And I mean, now, there are some people that demand you check their feed. They want you to go to their page and look at their page and see everything they've done and comment on everything.
You need attention too much.
They do.
Calm down.
But, you know, if you post something and it happens to come across mine, that makes me happy and you like it. You know, mm-hmm. I've got sometimes there'll be some days where my Instagram memes apparently catch the algorithm and stuff from 5 weeks ago starts getting huge likes because mm-hmm. people started liking it. I mean, that makes me curious about the whole Instagram and wish we could go back to the
mm-hmm.
just timeline that was chronological instead of catered for you.
Yeah. I liked the chronological better than I like the I randomness. Like that you get that option with
Twitter. Twitter can do chronological or you can do catered for you.
Yeah, I always like a chronological option. Another disadvantage of social media right now is feeling pressure to perform for an audience. I think people feel that a lot with TikTok. I've seen some people who are, you know, mid-sized kind of creators who people start kind of bullying them at some point, and then they have other people who start just saying completely false stuff about them. And then they are like, well, this is just totally not worth it. And then they stop posting content, and then they have to post like explanation videos for why they stopped posting. And it's just, it becomes a whole thing of like why they started doing it at all in the first place.
And I think we're seeing that it's kind of like Etsy. You know, I enjoy making scarves. Well, you should turn your hobby into a monetary gain from it.
Yeah.
You know,
monetize what you enjoy.
Yeah.
It's all hustle culture now.
It is, because that's what I think a lot of. And there are some people that want to be TikTok stars, that want to be TikTok famous, that figure they can turn that into a career of endorsements by social media stuff, getting this TikTok brought to you by Prime Energy Drink, you know. Just people try to get sponsorships or product placement, and they want to monetize their what's supposed to be fun goofiness. Mm. And then when you find out they're starting to curate it more, not being as organic as possible. It's becoming just cultivated in a, such a way that they're far away from what they used to be. You're just like, why?
Yeah. Also, some people feel like their relationship doesn't live up to other people's social media posts about their own relationships and stuff, which I think is kind of ridiculous, because what people put on social media is not necessarily the reality of a relationship. You're seeing
Life, social media is not.
Correct.
I think that is part of the problem. Again, keeping up with the Joneses, back in the 1950s, they got an Oldsmobile. I got an Oldsmobile. You know, now it's like my family went on a 7-day cruise of the Mediterranean. Look at all this exquisite food. And we went to the what's a Gucci shop? Is that someone's popular in Italy or something?
Sure. Like,
I don't know. Versace. They went to a Versace shop in Italy.
Fashion people, if you can tell.
Levi's. Levi's and WWE shirts. That's me. Rocking the jorts.
I thrift shop.
I need to thrift shop, get some more shorts. But anyway, I mean, you see people and it's easier to have more insight into their life. Like, we just went to Disney World and stayed at the Grand Floridian in our private suite. And you're just like, man, I wish I could do that. And then you're like, well, I got to spend that much money and put that on Facebook. And everything has to be absolutely perfect for the Instagram for all the Disney photos I share. So kids can't be crying in the photos. We have to have best trip ever. No, you cannot go to sleep now. We didn't spend all this money to spend the time in the hotel room. And then you get more stressed out.
Okay. Well, you kind of diverted into like the Disney World topic, but that's okay. We could talk about how people act at Disney World for like multiple hours at a time.
Yes.
Because that's one of our favorite topics in the world.
Or like, I have a friend who her sister works in LA. So they went to visit and they showed all the cool stuff they did in LA. It didn't seem like they were having like a super, fabricated time. Mm-hmm. It was like, it looked like genuine, wholesome, fun family reactions. Mm-hmm. Just going to see the seals and in San Francisco, just going around California, seeing all the fun, such as seals.
You knew what I was thinking.
I did. But I think, yeah, you can share some of your fun stuff on there, but don't just share it like trying to make other people jealous or project that you have this perfectly awesome life.
Yeah. And I just think it's important for other people to remember that, hey, when people post, you're seeing the photos that they chose to post. You're not seeing the real time experience that they had. And
you're also not seeing the outtakes now with all the Google AI stuff that can get the best picture. So you don't have the blinkers or the people making the funny faces, not looking at the camera. I think it's important to realize that social media is just that. It's media. You're trying to make yourself look better than you actually are.
Yeah. And then too, you know, anytime you're in a relationship and you're on social media, you do run the risk of other people, solicited or not, sliding into your DMs, which, you know, happens with... It hasn't happened to me in a really, really, really long time. I don't know.
I've never had a girl that wasn't a bot or a catfisher slide into my DMs.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but hopefully I've aged out, but I feel like I probably haven't.
You're a sea milf.
Don't say that. It is a thing that happens. More to women.
Now, I will say, like, I have had some guys who are good looking and in a stable relationship, and they had some women slide in because they're like, oh, I want that. A good looking dude who takes care of his family. Mm-hmm. I want that. Leave just her like, to me.
That's insane to me. You see a good thing. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Like all those people that wanted Bradley Cooper to leave his girlfriend for Lady Gaga because of the chemistry.
In that movie that I can't think of the name of because it's a remake of a remake. Thank you. Remake of a remake.
I think it was the fifth time that movie's been made too.
Yeah, probably.
But it's interesting to me. Now I know how a man thinks. Man number one priority is wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
You would go, huh?
For single men, that tends to be their number one priority. They want that taken care of first, and then they'll get the relationship. But I think that for women, they actually want the relationship first before they give the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean?
Most of them. Yeah. I think, though, that I do think, though, that if you know that somebody's in a relationship, please don't slide into their DMs. Just don't do that. Don't do that. Stop doing that. That's bad form. Don't do that. No. Spray you with a bottle of spray bottle of water like we do our cats. No, that's bad.
It is.
So what are some of the advantages of social media besides what we already talked about, like using messages, using stuff like Messenger and Snapchat or whatever to kind of stay connected throughout the day? We also have things like birthday and anniversary reminders for people like me who can't keep up with things that aren't directly in front of our faces. And
then you get stuff like memories where, oh, this was our first date. I'd forgotten this was our first date, or, oh, this is the day we brought home our cat, or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's helpful with that, especially Facebook's getting better with the memories, and they're getting to where you can now block memories you don't want to see. So if you're with someone you don't want to be with, you can give them the L-Dex. Yeah. I mean, there are some nights, like recently, a picture of you popped up with your overalls that your grandmother made.
My great grandmother.
Your great grandmother made. It's these pink flowery overalls and everything.
She made them for my grandfather. They were my grandfather's overalls that his mother made for him. They're red, actually. They're red and they have little tiny yellow flowers on them. They used to, when I was a little kid, they used to tell me that he wore them when he was in the field with the bull. I don't know what that meant exactly, but
you know, he wanted to get the bull's attention.
Apparently.
But I mean, it's fun stuff. And there's fun memories of what were bad days, but were made good. There was one that popped up in mine today. It said, I just want to reiterate, David is the best husband ever. And you went into the story about how you had a bad day at work and I brought you, Salvatore's with gelato, your favorite wine. I'd bought a cooler so it could be icing as I drove you to there. And I just listened to you all day and we played jointly approved music. Just had a very quiet evening. And you went in depth about that. And I was like, ah, okay. I remember that. Obviously, it was a big deal to you at the time. And it made you feel better and proud of me. So there's cool stuff like that.
Yeah. And
I mean, I also think that sometimes you get a like, hey, this concert's coming to your area. Lila loves that band. I should buy tickets so we could go go see that.
Sometimes targeted advertising works.
It does.
Sometimes it's pretty good. And also it's photo storage.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the best in the world necessarily because there's other apps for that now. But in case you've forgotten something or, you know, you've lost different photos along the way or whatever, or, you know, whatever.
I know this is about to make you cry, but you know what yesterday was?
No.
It was the 14th anniversary of your pop's baptism.
Oh. I'm going to try not to cry while we're recording the podcast. But, so,
yeah. But that popped up where I helped your pop get into the baptismal. And forgot to bring a change of clothes. So I wore a towel home.
You were soaking wet. Yes.
But it's just, it's cool stuff like that. And it reminds, sometimes it makes you cry a little, but it makes you cry happy tears. And then sometimes it's just emotional. Like you remember your pet that you lost. But I think it has its good moments like that. Staying in contact is awesome. Oh my God, did you see this trailer for fill in the blank? You know, like the moment the anime trailer drops for the War of Rohirrim.
The War of the Rohirrim.
That one. I'm going to share that with you because I'll probably see it before you will.
I don't know. They are pretty good at targeted advertising to me for Lord of the Rings at this point. They know their audience with Lord of the Rings for me.
But it's just, and you see stuff that makes your partner happy. You know, it's their interest. Like if I saw something with Jared Leto on it or Shannon Leto on it before you did, I would definitely shoot it to you. Like, hey, have you seen this? No, I haven't. Boom. Hit it to you. And it makes you happy because you like to see that.
Yeah, that's true. So, OK, let's play a quick round of red flag, green flag.
First off, Paul Linsky's favorite game.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Paul, for Dr. Paul Linsky, for letting us know that he enjoyed red flag, green flag last week on episode two. So let's play a quick round of that before we
should call it the Dr. Linsky red flag, green flag,
red flag, green flag,
and get him to sponsor it.
Maybe.
All right. I'll go first. Red flag. He spends more time online talking to Instagram models.
Ooh, that is a terrible red flag. That's a terrible red flag. Okay, so how do you okay, so but a green flag would be somebody who spends time on Instagram looking at I don't know, home remodeling kind of stuff. I mean, not necessarily chat. I mean,
you can always look at fun stuff like Zillow Gone Wild. And there are a lot of good recipes for healthy food that are on Instagram.
I think you spend time on Instagram doing basically anything.
Pretty much. But I think if they're spending time on Instagram trying to get ideas for dates, ideas for meals, ideas for meal prepping, I think that's a healthy thing to do. Now, you shouldn't do it all day. But if you have some free time, like, man, I really know she's trying to eat healthy and she really wants to eat chicken in a different way. So here, let me see if there are anything. And boom, we got that for her.
Okay. I like that.
Red flag. He continually compares you to his old flames.
Oh, that's not even just a social media red flag. That's just an overall red flag. But is he like showing you pictures like,
look how awesome she is. Why aren't you that way?
Well, that's when you call whole man disposal services.
But all right. But unhealthy comparisons, you know, like, look what this guy's wife did for him and you're not doing that for me.
Yeah.
She has a meal ready when he comes home.
So anytime there's like unhealthy comparisons, I think that there is a way though to do, I think there is a way to do healthy comparisons though, because I think that you can look at other people's relationships on social media and say, hey, they took a nice trip together and it looks like they had a fun time. We haven't taken a trip together in a long time. Why don't we focus on saving up some money? And where would you like to go? Would you like to go to the beach? Would you like to go to the mountains? Where would you like to go? I'd like to take you on a nice trip. Something like that.
All right. And I'll do the final red flag because I'm in charge of it today. Red flag. She sees stuff on Temu that gets targeted ads and continually purchases from the targeted ads.
Ooh, that's tough. A green flag would be somebody who removes some of those preferences for targeted ads.
Well, there you go. That was this week's red flag, green flag, brought to you by Dr. Paul Linsky, your greatest cardiothoracic surgeon in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area.
I think we have to put that disclaimer though of like that was like the medical services provided by Dr. Paul Linsky or like you can't
are not greater compared to the other
services of cardiothoracic surgeons in the area or something. Right. I don't know.
We're having fun with it. Paul, hope you
enjoyed. We love you.
Extended shout out. Love you. So that has been this edition on social media and relationships. If you want to find us on social media, I'm at DavidSears75 on Twitter/X, DavidSears1982 on Instagram and Threads. Lila is?
I am LilaGale80 on Instagram and Threads, and Lila G Cat Mama on TikTok.
We don't know what next week's episode is going to be about. It'll be a wild mystery bag. We'll have fun with it though. But for myself, David Sears, my lovely and talented wife, Lila Sears, Lila, hit the catchphrase.
Be kind to yourself and to your partner.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.